Peace and blessings, everybody. You are now welcome to another episode of Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon, the pandemic on hip hop. Yeah, people. Yeah, this is a deep one right here. This is a very touching one because I'm still mind blown about what I'm about to actually speak about. Surrounding hip hop, affecting hip hop, and within hip hop. Culture, that is. And you know me, I'm a hip hop analyzer. You know, I adore hip hop from the beginning to the end, right? And I walk the lines of hip hop because hip hop related to me and I related to hip hop. So with this being said, without further ado, you are now tuned in. 2019. It was a big loss, a big tragedy at stake, people. We lost one of our kings, one of our young kings that was. One of our hardworking kings, one of our dedicated kings, didn't really want much, just wanted to be heard, just wanted to be known around the world. You know, just wanted his words to touch everybody, to run him in what you call a marathon, to get him in that marathon race of success and all, to push the envelope, right? And he did so. And he wouldn't stop for nothing. Get it done. That king was known as Nipsey Hussle. Neighborhood Nip, the king, right? We get an announcement that this king was gunned down in front of his place of business, in front of a business that he built from the ground up with him and his brother and his friends. A business that he let the whole world know about, a business that he invited us into, including his world, right? We are grown to see the footage, and it would be so devastating to see this man getting gunned down and kicked like an animal, but trying to understand at the same time, why is this happening to this man? What he do to deserve this after all his hard, great work? So sad, people. It was so sad to see it. I was shocked, very shocked and devastated, because before him, you know, the Biggie Tupac thing was impactful, and it's still impactful to this day, people. Like I said, in this true hip-hop culture that I represent, those two deaths was always impactful, and thoroughly would be his. Great man he was, you know, but so sad. But it wouldn't stop there, people. The shocks and surprises of life and stop there. So as we started creeping in, leaving 2019, creeping into 2020, another king known as Kobe Bryant dies on us on the 26th of January. Was pronounced dead the early morning of January 26th. Mind blowing, people. Not only he would die in this plane accident, his beloved daughter would go with him, including friends and family. Another hardworking person, very dedicated to the NBA culture, you know, stood on his ones and twos, did his thing, skillful in the whole nine. Would meet his demise. So sad, people. We were so struck and sad about it. We didn't know on those other side of things that the COVID-19 will be coming. This so-called C-19 virus already hit the shores by that same time. Because we were so struck for these tragedies and losses that we took, we didn't really pay attention. We didn't even know that we would go into a pandemic shutdown, a global shutdown that would kill people by the thousands and the millions as time went on. Even take lost ones and friends and families and uncles and aunts and loved ones in general from us as we started learning about this thing and as it started growing through the media and stuff like that. And our founding leader, quote unquote, said he didn't know, but the ex-founding leader had forewarned him about this, and people just didn't pay him no mind. I just don't understand that to this day. But I'm also thankful to be here to have a conversation about this, because this is real deep. This is deep as what it's going to get. And it would kill, like I said, it would kill people by the thousands as we learned about this, right? And it got deep. You know, celebrities, not just regular people, but celebrities will meet their faith and find out they was positive and go into quarantine. Some will have to give up organs and the whole nine through all of this, right? Through all these losses and losses that we still didn't get over, right? And as we going through this, what happens next? George Floyd get gunned down due to police brutality. And we'll be a march and sell the streets of America and out of America in the name of George Floyd. I can't breathe. Protesting, rioting, and looting going on. Firebombs, burning buildings. The Hoburg's people, a flame will light up the world due to this man's name. And while that's happening, rappers like Pop Smoke gets killed in a house invasion. There's several mixtapes. They didn't even get his album done yet. And he would be gunned down due to giving out his so-called address to the world. Posted it up on IG and stuff like that. Now realizing that wouldn't have been so much of a safe haven for him. So sad, another king lost and gone. That represented hip hop culture and didn't really have his shot as well. So you know the president, Donald Trump, would be ranting and raving still about how he's gonna change the world and make things better and what he's gonna do about it and the whole nine. And in between that, we learned 6 feet distance, how to properly put on masks and gloves. The BLM screaming, I can't breathe, laying in the street and surrendering all around the world. Wow, people, this thing got even deeper. 6ix9ine would come home and taunt the whole industry. He would get on IG and use that as his plateau to even taunt other rappers' partners who passed away and donate money and go to different cities and taunt people and bother them just to promote his album, Tattletale. He would go into that phase and then so subtly get quiet after his album didn't really sell much. And as that's going on, FBG Duck get killed. Gunned down in a mall center in broad daylight in front of a bunch of people who loved him and who adored his music as a person that he was, and he was that special person. Even guys like King Shooter, who wasn't Billy that known but was known to the street people, would so suddenly get sick, supposedly from the COVID-19, where he truly thought it was from him drinking. And die and meet his faith before putting out his album. These young kings and queens didn't even have a chance to even really celebrate and enjoy their success. It's so sad, people. And much homage to all these families of these people I mentioned that passed away. But as time going on, singers like Jaguar Wright will expose their industry and talk bad about people in the industry. While that's going on, president still ranting and raving about stuff that's not really beneficial to the country. And people started getting shot and locked up. The stimulus package, which was supposed to have been $2,700 per person, will only come out to $1,200. Let's talk about it, people. Things just started happening rapidly in 2020. 2020 was supposed to be looked at as a promising year, as a year of accomplishment and goals for some people. Some people even had bets on 2020. But for those who really, really knew what 2020 was a bad raw deal for a lot of people. And all of us all of us that exist in this world. And as time went on, you hear more about celebrities passing and people talking about the COVID-19 and speaking up against it and how it's more deeper than what it's supposed to be, and the numbers is raking high, and then it's getting low, then it's raking high. New rules, new policies, CDC steps in with they pop policies and try to shut things down and calm it down, and riots are still going on, looting still going on, protests are still going on due to police brutality. And then you got brothers like Lil Wayne getting locked up for gun possession, and G Herbo getting locked up for credit card fraud, and Lil Wayne, it turns around, Lil Wayne gives his masters away for $100 million, people. What wasn't he was arguing with Baby about his album rights several years ago, but all of a sudden he gives it up for $100 million just like that? You gotta wonder about this. This is crazy. This is what you really call a crisis, right? But moving on, G Herbo get locked up for federal charges. A Boogie with the Hoodie gets locked up out of nowhere with guns. Now, is it a right to bear arms or not, being a celebrity? Because the way I'm seeing this, hip-hop always been under attack. You know, but at the same time, celebrities got to really know how to humble themselves. But moving on, Casanova and his entourage get locked up for federal charges. What is going on? Mo 3 gets killed. Benny the Butcher gets shot. Little Boosie gets shot. This is crazy, people. Bobby Smurda get denied parole, and Roddy Rebel come home? You gotta wonder about this, people. Come on. This is crazy. This is ludicrous, right? And in between then, who gets crowned the next big guap? Mulatto. Wow, this is real deep, people, I gotta say. And then moving on, another young king, one of the best storytellers by far in this millennium, young king by the name of King Von, meets his demise. Put out several mixtapes, didn't even get to enjoy his album. He goes outside, ranting and raving about something out of a hookah lounge, and next thing you know, he gets shot and he dies. Such sadness, people. And Lil Durk would be heartbroken because he was pretty much like his brother. And 6ix9ine would go on taunting Lil Durk about how he lost his friend. This is so sad. This is not real hip hop. You know, this can't be real hip hop. This is not real hip hop, people. I remember real hip hop, and this is not it. With all these different things going on, all these negative things going on, and being negative, and having a blessing, having a tool to use to move the world in the right direction. Instead, we get locked up, shot, and we diss people that's dead and talk about their mothers and stuff like that and craziness. This can't be happening, people. And the president will try to use the hip hop tool to win, but then lost. And then they say, because reason why Ben won is because of a black vice president named Miss Harris, Kiyala Harris. Because her proper way of speaking, or it's just her good old looks. We would never know. But the reason why I talk about all these topics is because it relates to hip hop, and it's a part of hip hop. And it's going in the same direction as hip hop. But it wouldn't stop there, people. It wouldn't stop there. Even several great actors would pass away, like brothers like Chadwick Boseman, better known as the Black Panther, better known as the Black King, would pass away. And we didn't even get a shot at making Black Panther Part 2. That would have been a beautiful movie, people. And then from there, we lose brothers like Debo. Y'all know who Debo was. Debo played in several great movies. No Holds Bars was the first movie he played in, people, and then he would go on and play in the Friday sequels. Come on. Celebrities and actors were going on doing becoming podcasters, like guys like Fat Joe Buttons, may known on but take on podcasting because of the pandemic and the COVID-19, they wouldn't be able to do concerts and live shows, so they would go on streaming platforms and do shows that way and promote the albums in different ways. which is cool because hip hop must keep going on. And for those who's doing that, you know, keep up the good work. Because I'm a podcaster myself, so I feel y'all on these other ideas and this whole quarantine studio thing, Jim Jones. My shout out to you peoples. My shout out to you, King. Keep going. Sisters like Natalie Reed from Babs, the movie Babs with Halle Berry would pass away. Young queen, still young, still successful. That was mind blowing. You wouldn't believe it, you know. To this day, I can't believe what's going on. And then in recent times, we lose the King, John. We lose the King, John Essesy Fletcher. John Essesy Fletcher, the King, the Frontier, the front man of Houdini. It don't get no more deep in this, people. I tell you, man. You got to count your blessings out here. Give it up to God every day that you live in. Thank God for your dreams and your talent that you have. You have to humble yourself, people. And that goes for the celebrities, too. You have to be humble. When you're not humble, things start happening. When you don't give your things to God, things will happen. And y'all need to understand that humbleness brings on positiveness. And positiveness brings on greatness. Peace and blessings to everybody in the whole universe. This is Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon coming right back at y'all. Until then, peace.